The Arts Beat on KUAF. Crystal Ridge's Museum of American Art just opened a new exhibit June 1st. It's called Color Field, featuring large-scale colorful works throughout the North Forest. One of the components is a soundscape. I had a chance to speak with Amos Cochran, who created that soundscape, about his composition.
I was able to approach it to some extent a lot like a film. They sent me a lot of pictures of the things that were going to be put out in the North Forest, and we walked around the Contemporary Gallery together. And our conversation really ended up being about me creating stuff that revolves around texture more so than sound, or more so than melody, which is great for my stuff because all of my music has this element of texture. It's usually underneath, though. There's generally a melody that sits on top. So for me, it was fun to let the texture be the most important part and let these textures really evolve. And a lot of times I think that kind of sound or that kind of music, you almost have to apologize for the fact that there's not much happening in a way. I love that the focus was that. The focus was these little bitty sounds that evolve. And I went around the museum and recorded a lot of different sounds that I heard in the museum and processed those with different effects and ended up creating about a 25-minute long playing piece that plays two different ways. There's going to be two versions of it. There's Color Field Inside Out, which if you're to start in the gallery and walk from the gallery out to the forest, that's the one to listen to. And then there's Color Field Outside In, which is the opposite if you start in the forest and walk to the gallery. But it's the same bit of music. It's just done in a reversed order. And that was kind of a fun way to approach it. And I think that's sort of a neat way to do things, where you're given the same thing, but the way that you take it in is in a different way.
So anyone who experiences the exhibit can listen on their headphones for to experience the whole thing.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be, it was originally headphone driven, and we're going to have, you can check out something from the museum to listen to it. It's also going to be on their app, which a lot of people may already have on their phone. And then it will also be on the website, so you could just pull it up as well.
This is sound to go along with something visual. So maybe Describe the exhibit.
With color field painting, the idea behind it is, color is no longer tied to narrative, and color is what brings out the emotion. And that, to some extent, is what I wanted to do with the textures, use the textures to draw out the emotion. But the exhibit goes through a lot of different things that they put in the North Forest, and everything, it's obviously very colorful, but it's large color splashes. It's not, it's sort of this all-encompassing different sets of color. And it's different. It's really, the scope of it is pretty grand, especially out in the forest. You get a lot of different perspectives as you walk around, and the depth of it is very different than when you're walking through the gallery, which is really neat.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for letting me talk about it.
Experience Amos Cochran's soundscape now by visiting Color Field at Crystal Bridge's Museum of American Art. The soundscape he composed will actually be broadcast in the North Forest at select times. That would be 2 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, 8 p.m. Thursday and Friday, and 6:40 prior to Forest Concert Series. Amos also performs at this weekend's, this Saturday's, Garden Party festivities. He'll be playing 20-minute sets at the Sky Space from 10 to 3. For more information, visit crystalbridges.org. I'm Katie Henriksen with this KUAF Arts Beat.